This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And once again, in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. That's right. This is a chance where you have to get to the telephones. You have the chance to call the number 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Once again, write that number down, 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe you can be on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. I mean, come on, how many times have you been watching the TV, listening to the radio, and something pops up? Something about the space program. Something about the frontiers of medicine. Something about this great universe of ours. And you want to talk to somebody, but there's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. Now, when you call that number, you'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always been thinking about but never had the opportunity to talk to somebody. Well, let's say you're at the dinner table, and maybe your kids ask you a question, a homework question about science for their science class, and you are stumped. You don't know what to do. Well, you can pick up the telephone and call 612-564-8135. Or better yet, why not put your kids on the telephone and have them ask the question directly? So in other words, this hour is your hour. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. You can see many of the interviews that I've done on national media, and also references to four of my New York Times bestsellers. My latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity. In other words, what happens when we go into outer space? Terraform Mars, and perhaps even go beyond the solar system to explore the galaxy itself. Sounds like science fiction? Well, it is in some sense, but we physicists have actually pondered the question of what would it take to colonize the galaxy. And then in my other book about the future of the mind, I talk about inner space. We physicists now can probe the thoughts of a brain by looking at blood flow. And then by cataloging the blood flow of the brain, we can now open up the world to telepathy, telekinesis. All the things that you've seen mind over matter in magic shows, we physicists can actually do in the laboratory. I mean, think about it for a moment. We can actually see blood flow moving in the brain, and we can actually show that certain old wives' tales are actually correct. One old wives' tale that every parent believes is that teenagers suffer from brain damage. Well, it's partly true. It turns out that the brains of teenagers, when you brain scan them, the prefrontal cortex is not fully developed. and that's why they take unnecessary risks. You can talk to them till you're blue in the face, but they don't understand what you're saying because their prefrontal cortex is not fully developed to handle risk. Another old wives' tale that everyone believes, but no one could prove, is that when a man talks to a pretty girl, he starts to act stupid. I mean, you've all seen that, right? Well, we've analyzed it. It turns out that on a brain scan, when a man talks to a pretty girl, blood drains from the prefrontal cortex, and he starts to act mentally retarded. Absolutely true. We can quantify that effect. In fact, we can actually quantify how much blood flow is interrupted in the brain. And that's why so many well-established people act so stupid when talking to a pretty girl. And then my other book, Physics of the Impossible. I talk about things you see in the movies that we physicists have actually looked at. Time travel, teleportation, telepathy, telekinesis, invisibility. Things that you see in the movies, we scientists have actually investigated using physics. And that's the basis of my book, Physics of the Impossible. Well, okay, well, let's now go to listener phone calls. And once again, if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on now, let's have the first listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Michio Kaku. My name is Matt. I'm calling from the city of Los Angeles. I only listen to you on the YouTube. And I actually have two questions, if I can squeeze them in. First question is, why is it that in space, when astronauts are on the International Space Station or shuttle, etc., they can't generate their own artificial gravity? For example, here on Earth, we have gravity. What goes up must come down, Newton's law. Why can't we generate that in space? And my second question is, I read somewhere that in theory, subspace communication is only a theory. Does that mean that that can actually occur? And to correlate that with another subject that I once heard about, I heard about a scientist or some unknown person was able to put memory onto like a laser beam or a type of laser, thus that made the laser increase its speed faster than the speed of light. Are those two connected, or are they different? Is subspace communication possible at all? Thank you.
Okay, well, let's take them one at a time. First of all, we cannot create our own artificial gravity in outer space other than by spinning the spacecraft. If you saw the movie 2001, Kubrick had the spaceship to Jupiter rotate, and as a consequence, centrifugal force was created, like a ball spinning on a string. And the astronauts had artificial gravity. That's one way to do it. Now, why don't we do that with our astronauts? Because it's expensive. The rocket ship would have to be much larger than normal to get that centrifugal force. And every ounce is expensive in outer space. And that's why we don't spin the spacecraft. Now, is it possible to create artificial gravity out of nothing? And the answer is no. According to Newton and Einstein, the amount of gravity that you have is proportional to the amount of mass that you have. So it takes the mass of the Earth, about 6 sextillion tons of dirt, an incredible amount of dirt under your feet called the Earth, just to make sure that you don't fly into outer space. And so it takes an enormous amount of matter to create a little bit of gravity. And that's why artificial gravity in outer space is something that is very difficult for us to achieve other than by spinning a spacecraft, which is very expensive. Also, you mentioned subspace communication. Well, on Star Trek, you have a problem, and that is headquarters are based on Earth, but the Enterprise zaps around the galaxy. How do you communicate with the Earth? And they have an instantaneous communication system called subspace communicators, which unfortunately seems to violate Einstein's theory of special relativity, that you cannot go faster than the speed of light. Now, you also mentioned memory on a laser. Let's break that down. First of all, memories can now be recorded. I talk about this in my book, The Future of the Mind. It turns out that, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll talk about Star Trek and memories on a laser beam. And can you break the light barrier? Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612 1-800-564-8135.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. This is your chance to get on national radio and ask that question that's always been bugging you for all these years. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Just leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the internet site that you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can share your thoughts on national radio. Well, we had a call coming in about subspace communicators, laser beams, and let's take them one at a time. First of all, subspace communication on Star Trek is instantaneous communication. Is that possible? Well, maybe through a wormhole, But to open up a gateway through space and time would require a black hole. And on Star Trek, they simply do not have the technology to manipulate black holes. But that's what it would take. You have to drill a hole through space and time, which would take basically the energy of an exploding star. Now, you talk about memories on a laser. It turns out that memories can, in fact, be put on the internet. In my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about research being done at various universities where we actually can take the signals that are being recorded on the hippocampus. When you do anything, you record a memory. That memory is recorded at the center of the brain in a small little area called the hippocampus. We can put two electrodes on either side of the hippocampus and just record, like a tape recorder, record the signals that go ricocheting back and forth on the hippocampus. Then you take that recording, and then you can send it on the internet. And then you can put that same recording in, for example, another animal, and the animal remembers what had happened. So this is something that we've already done in the last 2 years. Now we're doing it not just on mice, but on primates, and eventually maybe Alzheimer's patients. Alzheimer's patients have memory problems. In the future, maybe we'll have a memory chip. We'll simply push the button and memories will come flooding into their mind. This is definitely a possibility. In fact, the United States Army has issued a $50 million contract to anyone who can perfect such a memory chip for GIs that have been injured in the Middle East. But can you go faster than the speed of light on a laser beam this way? Sorry about that. Nope. According to Einstein, you cannot go faster than the speed of light other than perhaps through a wormhole. So let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Ben Savilla. I'm listening on WSCHS out of South Charleston, West Virginia. My questions are, one, I know they talk about using black holes for time travel or for connecting parts of the universe, but has there been any point where they've seen something actually exiting the other side of the black hole? And my second question is, before the Big Bang, what exactly was the universe? What exactly was there beforehand that we came from to start with? I really enjoy your program, and thank you for answering my questions.
Well, actually, several physicists proposed an experiment that's very similar to what you just mentioned. It turns out that if you want to see a black hole tonight, look at the night sky in the direction of Sagittarius. It turns out that in that constellation, there is a black hole. The black hole is at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. You're looking at the galactic center, in fact. And it weighs about 4 million times the mass of our sun. And we picked up the radiation from that black hole, and we've actually photographed it by using radio telescopes, by lashing together about 5 radio telescopes. We can actually have pictures now of the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Now, what some physicists are proposing is that we very carefully analyze stars that rotate around the black hole to see whether or not they're orbit is irregular. In other words, if there is something on the other side of the black hole, like a star, it would exert gravity, a small gravitational force that would go through the black hole into our universe and distort it so that Newton's laws would be violated. This is something that is very doable. In fact, they've even mentioned in the paper the star that we want to analyze to see whether or not its trajectory is wobbles because of the presence of something on the other side of the universe. Sounds bizarre, but yes, this is something that we've actually looked for. So what could be on the other side of a black hole? Maybe a white hole. When something falls into the black hole, like a funnel, perhaps there's another funnel at the other end where the object then is spewed out as a white hole. And this is now the first serious proposal to see whether or not we can peer into a black hole. Another possibility is LISA, Laser Interferometry Space Antenna, which is funded by the European Space Agency and NASA. It is three satellites in outer space to be launched perhaps in the next decade that'll pick up radiation, gravity waves from the instant of the Big Bang itself. And we're going to get baby pictures of the infant universe as it emerges from the womb. And maybe, just maybe, we'll pick up evidence of an umbilical cord that connects our infant universe as it's created to the other side of the universe. Now, just remember that we do have pictures of the Big Bang. You go to NASA.gov, look under the COBE satellite or the Planck satellite, and you can see pictures of the explosion. But the explosion is about 300,000 years after the instant of creation. We want pictures at the instant of creation itself, not 300,000 years after the explosion took place. And that's where LISA comes in. The hope is that LISA will be able to detect gravity radiation from the instant of creation, a trillionth of a second after the Big Bang, and pick up evidence of the fact that maybe, just maybe, our universe is connected to another universe. Now, this means that you have to modify Einstein's picture. Einstein says that the universe is a bubble of some sort. We live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble's expanding. That's called the Big Bang Theory, for which we have tons of experimental evidence. But the new theory, coming from string theory, which is what I do for a living, actually, that's my day job, is that there are other universes out there, other bubbles creating a bubble bath. And perhaps these bubbles can collide, or perhaps they can bud a baby bubble. And in that way, we have a multiverse of universes. My colleague, the late Stephen Hawking, called them baby universes. Universes that peel off from our universe. In other words, there could be Big Bangs happening all the time. You see, the Big Bang, we think, is a quantum theory. Quantum theory says that electrons can be two places at the same time. But once upon a time, the universe was smaller than an electron. So if an electron can be two places at the same time, giving us lasers and transistors and the computer revolution, then why not the universe itself? Well, if you want to find out more about these bizarre ideas that we physicists work with, get a copy of my earlier book, Parallel Worlds, where I talk about the universe before the Big Bang and what happens on the other side of the universe, and is time travel possible. The book is called Parallel Worlds. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Richard, Radio KTKK, Salt Lake City, Utah. I would like to know what's in the center of a black hole. What happens to the matter there? Is it transported to a different part of the universe, a different dimension? What exactly is there, and where does it go? What happens to it? Thank you.
Well, if you go to a planetarium, and on the planetarium they talk about the fact that we can now photograph a black hole in the constellation Mimeti 7, then children say, well, okay, that's nice, there's a picture of a black hole, but what's on the other side? Well, as I mentioned, we don't know what's on the other side of a black hole, but Einstein himself, in 1935, came up with the idea that you could take two black holes and stick them together to get a funnel. So if you fall into one black hole, it's like falling into a funnel, and then you are blown out the other end in a white hole. And again, this is just a theory, but we now have photographs of a black hole to play with. And so we can now begin the process of measuring some of these theories with gravity wave detectors. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Attorney General William Barr announced a nationwide plan to address the crisis of missing and slain Native American women as concerns mount over the level of violence they face. Barr announced the plan, known as the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Initiative, during a visit with tribal leaders and law enforcement officials on the Flathead Reservation in Montana. Native American women experience some of the nation's highest rates of murder, sexual violence, and domestic abuse. The National Institute of Justice estimates that 1.5 million Native American women have experienced some kind of violence in their lifetime, including many who are victims of sexual violence. On some reservations, federal studies have shown women killed at the rate of more than 10 times the national average. The Justice Department's new initiative would invest $1.5 million to hire specialized coordinators in 11 U.S. attorneys' offices throughout the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing developments in science and technology. And if you want to be part of the March of Science, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8255. 8135. And why should we scientists have all the fun? We're the ones probing the secrets of the universe. We're the ones making these fantastic, mind-blowing discoveries every day in the sciences. Why should we be the only ones having the fun? Why don't you jump in? Just get to the phones and call 612-564-8135 and be part of the March of Science. Find out what all the excitement is about. You know, when I talk to my students, I realize that most of the time they look down on the floor. And I ask them, what is so exciting about the floor? How come you guys are looking at the floor all the time? And I say to them, why don't you look up? Look up. There's a whole universe out there, a whole world if you simply look up for the first time. And the same thing on radio. Look up and give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move right along now to take the next listener phone call.
This is Juan in Georgia, listening on the GCN podcast. You mentioned before that atoms consist mainly of empty space between the nucleus, the protons and neutrons, and the electron cloud around it. Is it theoretically possible to compress this space and squeeze the subatomic particles together? If so, would this explain why black holes are so dense? Or how gravity can compress stars and planets into infinitely smaller objects? Thank you, Buck.
Well, you hit upon something that most people don't realize, and that is that we are basically made out of nothing. The basic constituent of your body is nothing. Because between an electron and a proton, there is nothing. Between atoms, there is nothing. And if you don't believe me, you can do a simple experiment that we do with our physics students. And that is, we get a little piece of uranium, put it in front of your stomach, it's harmless, and a Geiger counter behind your back. And much to the shock of our students, the Geiger counter records clicks just as if you're not there at all. It goes right through your body. And that's how physicists were shocked to find out that most of our bodies are made out of nothing. Now, if you saw the movie Ant-Man, then you realize that, well, some people have thought about squeezing somebody down to a much smaller size and taking out some of this vacuum. Is that possible? Well, the short answer is no, but you can do something almost similar, and that is, there's something called the muon. The muon is a heavy electron. It obeys all the properties of the electron except it's much heavier, about 200 times heavier than an electron. But otherwise, it's very similar to an electron. If you could replace the electron of your body with muons from cosmic rays, then the muonic atom is about 200 times smaller than an ordinary atom. And the question is, can you make chemistry? Can you start to make DNA, proteins, molecules, tissue out of muonic molecules? And the answer is, in principle, yes. So in principle, it means that something like an Ant-Man would not necessarily violate the laws of physics. Now, what's the catch? There's a catch here. Otherwise, we'd be squeezing people down all the time. The catch is that the muon is unstable. In a fraction of a second, it decays into an electron. And so it means that in principle, muonic chemistry is possible, but it's not stable. Sorry about that. Ant-Man would disintegrate. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And be part of the March of Science.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million-plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. That's right, this is where you can shine. This is where you can get to the phones and give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Have you ever listened to the news? And there's so many things coming at you, but once in a while there's an amazing story about a black hole in space, new cancer research, new breakthroughs in genetic engineering, and you say to yourself, wow, I wish I could ask a question. But you can't. You're all by yourself. Well, you can ask me a question and have that question aired on national radio. Now, you may say to yourself, oh, come on, my question is too dumb, too stupid to put on radio. But chances are, if you have a question, chances are hundreds of other people have identically that same question. And so, there's no shame. And sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. I mean, after all, once upon a time, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a dumb question. He asked himself, can you outrace a light beam? It took him 10 years to figure the answer out. The answer is no, you cannot outrace a light beam. But that young man was Albert Einstein, and he revolutionized the world with his theory of relativity. All because, as a 16-year-old boy, he asked himself a simple question, can you outrace a light beam? Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Jim from Alexandria, Virginia. I listen to your show almost every night on YouTube. Anyway, you've talked several times about the fact that there are 10 or 11 dimensions. So I wonder if you could talk about what those are. I'm pretty sure the fourth dimension is time. But what is the fifth dimension other than a musical group from the 1960s? And the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. And also, you've said several times that there are 10 or 11. So what is that uncertainty about whether there's an 11th dimension? What's that all about with the question mark about the final potential 11th dimension? Thank you, and I look forward to hearing your answer. Thanks again.
Okay, one of the biggest cosmic questions about existence itself is the fact that we live in a three-dimensional world. We can move forward, backward, left, right, up, down, but there's no fourth spatial dimension. You cannot simply jump into hyperspace. When I was a kid, and I learned about that for the very first time, I realized that there's nothing special about the number three. In mathematics, three is a very ordinary number, and I tried to jump into hyperspace, and I couldn't. No matter how hard I tried, I could only go forward, backward, left, right, up, down, but that's it. Period. End of story. Well, now we believe that there could be other dimensions, that the universe originally started in a much higher dimension than three, and then the other dimensions curled up, so small that they can't see them anymore. Now, why do we believe that? Because Einstein tried to create a theory of everything, an equation no more than 1 inch long that would summarize all physical laws. And it turns out in three dimensions, you cannot fit the gravitational force, light, and the nuclear force into a single equation. Mathematics says that the universe cannot fit into one theory in just three dimensions. There's not enough room. However, if you expand the number of dimensions to 5, 6, 7, all the way up to 10, and then you have vibrating strings, bingo, it turns out that you can fit all the forces of the universe into a single theory. So it means all the subatomic particles are nothing but musical notes on a tiny rubber band that vibrates in 10 dimensions. So physics is nothing but the laws of harmony of these rubber bands. Chemistry is the melodies you can play on these vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings. And then the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through 10-dimensional hyperspace. Well, that's the way it was until about 15 years ago. But then at Princeton, the physicists there, carrying on Einstein's tradition, realized that if you add one more dimension, perhaps everything became even simpler than that. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. Just give us a call and maybe you can get on national radio. Well, the caller asked a question. How many dimensions does the universe have? Is it 3? Is it 5? Is it 10? 11? Well, we used to think that the universe had 3 dimensions, because you can move in space, which is three-dimensional. If you want to locate an object in our universe, locate its X, Y, and Z axis, that is its length, width, and height, and bingo, you can categorize any object in the universe with just 3 numbers. But now we realize that if you want to combine the nuclear force with gravity, with light, that 3 dimensions is not big enough. You cannot cram all these forces into a theory with only 3 dimensions. In 10 dimensions, there's enough room if you also add vibrating strings. And so all the subatomic particles, the electrons, the quarks, the neutrinos, are nothing but musical notes on a tiny vibrating string. And then about 15 years ago at Princeton, another earthquake took place when they realized that maybe there are also membranes, like beach balls, that also vibrate, not just strings, but vibrating membranes. And they found out that if you add another dimension, it becomes 11 dimensional, and the theory becomes even simpler in 11 dimensions. And so that was a big shockwave, because we physicists previously thought, in 10 dimensions, that's it. Well, you see, there's a problem. In 10 dimensions, we have 5 string theories. 5 theories of strings that are perfectly well-defined that can categorize any phenomenon in our universe. But in 11 dimensions, they collapse into a single theory. And so that's why some people say that 11 is actually the preferred dimensions. And why can't we see them? Because they only existed at the beginning of time. At the beginning of time, our universe was a bubble floating in 11 dimensions. But the bubble expanded, and only 3 other dimensions survived the expansion. Okay, well, if you want to find out more about that, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where we have a whole discussion of 10 and 11 dimensions. Okay, let's move on now to take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Angel. I'm calling from San Jose, and I listen to you on YouTube.
I have a question that's been bothering me since I was a little kid, and I was wondering what you had to say. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? Thank you.
Well, the short answer is we're not sure, but if you could somehow turn back the clock, you begin to realize that what came first, the chicken or egg, and the answer is neither, because they were both formed simultaneously. If you go back in time, millions of years backwards in time, you realize that a long time ago we did not have basically reproduction the way we see it today. There were spores. There was mitosis. If you look at bacteria, you realize that bacteria can propagate by spores or by simply dividing. But these bacteria eventually evolved to create eggs. And the spores became eggs, and the cycle then kept on going. And so the question is, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And the answer would be neither. They both came from a common microscopic organism that perhaps had spores, and the spores eventually became eggs. And the spores themselves, of course, were, quote, the chicken. And so both of them existed simultaneously. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Ricardo from Panama City in Central America. My question is, how do you actually entangle a particle, meaning with what machinery, what procedures, and how do you actually measure the spins of the entangled particles? Thank you.
Well, this is actually going to be a multi-trillion dollar question very soon, because the Google Corporation have announced that they've been able to make a quantum computer that is perhaps a trillion times more powerful than an ordinary digital computer. Now, that's causing a lot of controversy. Other scientists at other universities are saying, not so fast, we have to reproduce that. This could be huge if it turns out to be correct. And what's at stake? Well, it's something called entanglement. So let me explain. When you have a computer, the computer calculates with zeros and one. That's why we call it the digital revolution. A circuit could be open or closed, on or off. And that's the basic information that's carried on a computer. So when you type on a computer, the computer converts your symbols, A, B, C, D, into zeros and ones, ones and zeros. But in a quantum computer, you're not computing on atoms. Atoms can be spin up or atoms can be spin down, which means that atoms can also convey binary information. But, and here's the but, it turns out that the atom can be simultaneously up and down in different ratios. So in other words, in some sense, you're talking about numbers between zeros and one. Now think about it. If computers compute with zeros and ones, but a quantum computer can compute with any number in between 0 and 1, you realize that a quantum computer could be trillions of times more powerful than an ordinary computer. And this is called quantum supremacy, when a quantum computer exceeds the capability of an ordinary digital computer. And this is where entanglement comes in also, because the electrons are entangled in this process. So in other words, this thing is very academic until you realize that the future of the world economy could eventually rest on quantum theory, which depends on entangled particles. Well, once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, because every week we're on Science Fantastic, probing the limits of science. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, the number to call is 612-564-8135, or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be
fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.